Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The gaming industry is a confusing place. Diehard fans beg developers to create a new installment for a beloved franchise, yet their cries fall on deaf ears. We all hope that our favorite characters, stories, and online game modes get a chance to return, with a bit of a revamp in future sequels. While some deserving games get the follow-up fans craved, they can still fall short of the mark. The third installments for the Dead Space and Banjo-Kazooie franchises were definitely desired, but their executions were, to put it nicely, below par. On the other side of the table, some games had no good reason to return for another chapter. Everything about the project screamed that a sequel was a bad idea, but developers went ahead and made one anyway to, understandably, lackluster results. With that in mind, I'm Wilf What Culture, and here are 9 video games that should have never got sequels. 9. Crackdown. Sequel, Crackdowns 2 and 3. Crackdown was somewhat of a sleeper hit on the Xbox 360. This third-person shooter follows the Agents, a group of superpowered enforcement agents cracking down on the gangs of Pacific City. Critics praised the game for its good use of the open world and over-the-top action-packed gameplay. Alas, Crackdown 2 didn't land the wacky atmosphere it needed to, recycling Crackdown's original map in an uninspired zombie apocalypse plot. Despite this, last year, Sumo Digital tried its hands at Crackdown 3, capitalizing on Terry Crews leading the forefront. As much as we love Terry, he couldn't quite save this Xbox exclusive from monotony. Unfortunately, Crackdown 3 doesn't bring anything newer to the table than the stuff Crackdown was doing 13 years ago. 8. Metal Gear Solid 5: The Phantom Pain. The sequel, Metal Gear Survive. Metal Gear was Hideo Kojima's baby. Since 1987, he has been by Solid Snake's side, weaving a somewhat convoluted story spanning decades, which fans have loved all the same. Well, that was until Konami dropped Kojima from the company and refused to acknowledge his existence, even removing the Kojima Productions logo from Silent Hill's website. Hideo Kojima's departure was effectively the nail in the coffin for the Metal Gear franchise. Konami, however, refused to let the cash cow series lie and created Metal Gear Survive, a zombie apocalypse survival game, as well as numerous Metal Gear-inspired pachinko machines. Metal Gear Survive was dead on arrival. The survival mechanics were frustrating, the gameplay was slow and repetitive, and fans sorely missed Kojima's creative flair. It is hard to imagine MGS6 ever taking off unless Konami and Kojima reconcile or Sony buys Metal Gear's IP. For now, let's let sleeping diamond dogs lie. 7. Duke Nukem 3D. Sequel, Duke Nukem Forever. Many a gamer knows the ill-fated tale of Duke Nukem Forever. Developed over a whopping 15 years, a combination of game engine switches, company layoffs, and inevitable lawsuits threatened DNF to forever remain as vaporware. Honestly, Duke Nukem's legacy would probably be much greater if it did. Of course, the years were immediately apparent on Duke Nukem Forever's release. Not only were load times painstakingly long, but they also didn't give way to anything substantial. Textures and graphics were rather muddy in this already dull shooter. Also, the reality is, Duke Nukem's 90s humor comes across as dated today, and so Duke Nukem's return in the 21st century was never going to be met with rapturous applause. And with old 2D shooters like Doom and Wolfenstein successfully filling the nostalgia market, any niche it might have carved out was well and truly filled by better shoes. 6. Star Wars: The Force Unleashed. sequel, Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2. The Force Unleashed was a relatively exciting, enjoyable Star Wars romp. You play as Galen, a Force-sensitive apprentice of Darth Vader. Vader provides you with a crew and sends you off to do his dirty work and rid the galaxy of Jedi. The gameplay is incredibly entertaining, with a vast array of Force pushes, pulls, and chokes at your disposal. The customizable options are fantastic, and the story is intriguing, with multiple endings to boot. Then The Force Unleashed 2 arrived, and totally retconned those endings to facilitate a mere 6 hours of extra gameplay. The sequel felt so unnecessary for a game that had already proven itself. The Force Unleashed 2 felt more like some forgotten DLC than anything else. 5. Pac-Man. Sequel, Pac-Man 2, The New Adventures. How can you improve on one of the most successful and influential games ever created, with such a simple design that anyone can pick up and immediately understand how to play? Well, you can't. You have won the gaming industry. Do not attempt anymore. Pac-Man 2 The New Adventures was a point-and-click puzzle-adventure game following Pac-Man exploring his neighborhood, completing tasks for his family. The idea comes so far out of left field, it is baffling. There's no way to control Pac-Man properly, and the game is filled with infuriatingly baffling puzzle solutions. I'll take the maze full of ghosts any day. This is a Pac-Man game in name only. 4. The Mass Effect Trilogy. Sequel, Mass Effect Andromeda. The Mass Effect Trilogy wasn't without its flaws, but we can all agree it was on the whole bloody brilliant. So when Mass Effect fans heard a new Mass Effect was in the works with new characters and a new story, we were understandably excited. This was the chance for BioWare to learn from what didn't work in the previous games and present a masterpiece project that would rejuvenate the franchise. Oh boy, how wrong we were. Andromeda suffered from a variety of problems, including buggy, boring gameplay, and downright terrifying facial animations and voice acting. Andromeda went from winning the Most Wanted game at the Golden Joystick Awards to being called one of the worst games played that year. Oof. 3. Knack. Sequel, Knack 2. Knack was an effort by Sony to prove the PS4's launch lineup wasn't just made up of FPSs. Knack, however, unknowingly showed the limits of the PS4's graphics card as the sheer volume of particles caused the game to lag persistently. Knack's target audience also caused problems, as it tried to cater to both newcomer and veteran gamers. On top of that, it's like no one on the production team knew what Knack wanted to be. While Knack 2 was technically an improvement on the original game, there weren't enough new features to justify its existence. In its launching week in Japan, the game sold only 2,106 units. At the end of the day, that's because nobody on Earth, not even the game devs themselves, wanted a Knack sequel. 2. The Last of Us. Sequel, The Last of Us Part 2. It wouldn't be a stretch to say that the sequel to The Last of Us was divisive upon release. While critics and fans alike met The Last of Us with widespread praise, its sequel has created a hotbed of dissenting opinions. No one was expecting a happy-go-lucky adventure in this post-apocalyptic world, but Naughty Dog turned up the emotional torment and then some. Every scene takes the incredibly dark and distressing tone and bashes it over the player's head again and again. And as if there wasn't already enough suffering attached to The Last of Us Part 2, reports of Naughty Dog employees working ridiculous crunch time shifts soiled the sequel's release. The news brought into question if this type of AAA game development was viable for workers in the game industry. In all honesty, Naughty Dog could easily have left The Last of Us as a standalone and maintained its legacy as among the greatest games of all time. 1. Final Fantasy XIII. Sequel, Final Fantasy XIII-2. Final Fantasy XIII wasn't exactly the most beloved installment in the Final Fantasy series. The characters weren't really interesting, the story was fairly linear, but that's fine. Final Fantasy is a long-running franchise and was bound to hit a few bumps along the way. Well, as fair as that sounds, Square Enix just could not take the L or take any rational decision as they steamed ahead in creating two sequels. FF13 had ended with a satisfactory conclusion, which Square Enix promptly unraveled to continue the story. The problem was, this made the plot all the more confusing. Final Fantasy XIII Lightning Returns only proceeded to mess up the story more, leading to a very unsatisfying conclusion. In short, FF13 was, by far, the most unnecessary trilogy ever.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.